Go to Revelation 5. These are little prayer techniques given to us by the Holy Spirit. Insights on how to pray. We have where to pray, how to pray, and what to pray. Amen? So where to pray, the presence of the Father. We'll go in there today. Victoria had a good question for me. She said, would you go in the rest first? I said, yes, because you always want to get positioned. Amen? And then as you get positioned in the where to pray, then we go into what to pray and how to pray. Amen? So now we're into how to pray. Say, how to pray. Say it 10 times fast as you can. How to pray, how to pray, how to pray, how to pray, how to pray. What to pray. So here's the what to pray too, see, because this is actually, when the elders saying this, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, the Lamb that was slain, and after he was slain in his ascension to the right hand of the Father, Daniel saw that ascension, we got in that Sunday, he received, he had all this before he ever came here. He had this as the firstborn. He had his as the Word of God, the Logos. But he did all this for us. So this is where he actually fulfilled, the Father fulfilled his promise to the Lord. And he swore to him in blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. He fulfilled this in his ascension when he said, all things are mine, all that the Father has, say all. So that's a pretty big all. Anna, are you going to sit on the front or are you going to be in the... Because that's how it starts, you know, he starts at the front and you get to the back and then, you know, it's like... So, you know, seeing you on the back there, I don't know, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Got to stay up. Got to stay close. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, all the Father has. So you have to get the Holy Spirit to give the specifics because all is pretty big. You can't just pray all things all the time. You need the specifics. So here is a very specific revelation, but it deals with seven individual inheritances all grouped together. I actually believe this is part of the lampstand because they're looking at the lampstand and with the seven eyes, the seven horns, the seven spirits of God. And then they mentioned the seven inheritances that come right out of that. So these seven inheritances are definitely for us because the Lamb, the Lord, received these. The Father fulfilled. That was part of the fulfillment of his promises, but we received it too. Because if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. You're an heir to all of this. You're an heir to what he received for you. Amen? So he received. Now, this is very interesting. Mike and I had a discussion because Mike looked this up, and it's true. It says, same with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Now, that word power, very specific, because you got power and you have strength listed in the seven inheritances. This power is creative power. It's dunamis. Say dunamis. Dunamis, creative power. This is what he actually utilized to create the world with. Amen? He says, we know that, how does it say that in Romans 2? Romans 1. He said, I've got to look it up. It's not flowing to me. Romans 1, I think it's verse 20. It says, yes, the invisible things, say the invisible things, from the creation, say creation of the world, are clearly seen. So there is what we see, and then there was what we don't see that was utilized in creation itself. So the invisible things from the what creation of the world are clearly seen, even his eternal Godhead and dunamis power. So he's saying that the eternal Godhead with the invisible ones utilizing dunamis creative power, it is the spiritual building blocks by which God has built and created all things. It is the creative substance of God. Amen? And that creative substance is what the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost used. It was the Word back then. Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit utilized to create the world with that dunamis power. See, they already had that in existence. The Lord had that when he was the Word. He had the dunamis power. When he received that, he didn't receive it for himself. He received it as the firstborn for us. But he received the restoration of creative dunamis power for the sons of God. It is our inheritance. Say, dunamis, creative power is our inheritance. It's free. It's an inheritance. It's in free. It's free. Say, it's free. He's already received it. The Father's already sworn he would give it to him as the firstborn. Sworn he would give it to him, and he swore to give it to us. He has sworn to give us power. This creative dunamis power, invisible creative power, the creative power that creates all visible things, whether it's a limb on the body, the trees, everything. God created it with that invisible substance, amen? And the Lamb has received that on our behalf, amen? Now we can receive it. It's already been instituted, already been initiated, already, here's the kicker, already been given, amen? Given, say given. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings, those seven inheritances. In Christ, in the right hand of God, it's been given. The dunamis has been given. So it's the appropriation now. That's how we get into how we pray. Now we know what to pray. So dunamis, you can focus in on dunamis. You can focus in on seven inheritances. And I like what Mike said. He said, you know, these are in divine order. Power, riches. Amen. There's an order there. God wants us to walk in dunamis creative power. He wants that substance in our life. Praise God. He wants riches in our life. Riches. Say riches. That means money. Amen. Amen. Say amen. The world, whether you like it or not, revolves around money. God wants us to have not just money, riches. That's wealth. Riches is wealth. Money is what you put in your pocket, but riches is wealth. Wisdom to appropriate that wealth. Amen. Strength, honor. We talk about honor Sunday morning. Glory and blessing. There's amazing flow of inheritances there. I think they come all out of the lampstand. Seven inheritance coming out of the seven-pronged lampstand. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want some of it. Amen. So it's already ours. So now we know where to pray, what to pray. Now it's how to pray. Amen. I should have a series called Where to Pray, What to Pray, How to Pray. Amen. Say where, what, and how. Man, people need to get a revelation of dunamis in itself. We have a whole series on dunamis. It's amazing. Dunamis, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. He didn't just overshadow Mary. He overshadowed Mary, but it was the Holy Spirit and dunamis. The Holy Spirit doesn't work outside of dunamis. He always works with dunamis, creative power. He was hovering over the face of the earth. That invisible dunamis power was present while he was hovering and brooding over the face of the waters, because it was the invisible substance by which he created the world. Then God said, let there be a light, in the Word, and the Holy Spirit set in motion the creation of the world, and they utilized this substance called dunamis. Amen? It's ours. Look at your neighbor and say, it's ours. You should all stand up. It's ours. Praise God. It's ours. That's where creative miracles flow. From dunamis. That's how creative miracles. God does not perform a creative miracle outside the presence of dunamis power. It's the Holy Spirit and power. Always behold, you shall receive what? Dunamis. Man, we're flowing today. Say dunamis when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Why? He's bringing it with him. He is the distributor of the dunamis creative power. It's originating with the Father, given to the Son. It's in Christ now. It's in his name. It's in the treasuries of Christ. And it's distributed by the Holy Spirit. It says, Father, you grant unto us all power, creative dunamis power administrated by your Spirit into our inner man, that Christ may dwell. See, now dunamis also has this thing. So the Holy Spirit is the distributor of the dunamis. We pray to the Father, bowing our knees to the Father in the name of Jesus, that he would grant unto us all creative dunamis power administrated by his Holy Spirit, Ephesians 3, into our inner man for the indwelling of Christ. Dunamis produces an indwelling of Christ. It produces, it's like plugging your spirit into some 480. Amen? 480 is some pretty serious stuff. The wires for 480 like that, well, like that. And you plug that spirit, and what happens, it causes the indwelling. And when your spirit is in, when the indwelling of Christ, he takes the ascendancy, and that's how you ascend into the hill of the Lord, because it's in the Lord's moving into the Father. You see, praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that good? So back to this dunamis. I'm all over this dunamis right now. That invisible substance. Now, you have to receive. The Lord received it from the Father. We have to receive now. So how to pray? Where to pray? What to pray? So we're in the seven inheritances right now. So where to pray? What to, where to pray? What to pray? How? Say how. How? How? Next Tuesday, I'll tell you how. God bless you. Let's go to lunch. Y'all ready? How? Say how. Now, this is all when they teach us to pray. The Holy Spirit has to teach us how to do this. Teach us. He's been training us the where. He's been training us the what. We understand there's multiplication. God has sworn to do this. So the Father himself has sworn he's going to do this. Now, we, obviously, there's our part, because if God swore that every heir he would do this for, there's a lot of heirs it's not happening for. So it's conditional on our part. Amen? Well, there's a condition that we have to meet in order to receive. The big condition is understanding where to pray, understanding what to pray, understanding how to pray, and then we receive. Amen. So we want to get in position to receive what already is. Amen. I want to receive the flow of dunamis, because God is orchestrating dunamis, creative power. I need to preach on dunamis again. Dunamis, the flow of dunamis is the building block. That's why it's first, because it's building everything else. Amen. We want to fill our spirit. Holy Spirit wants to fill us with all creative dunamis power, filling us up with all creative dunamis power, ministered, Father, by your Holy Spirit into our inner man for the indwelling of Christ. For the indwelling of Christ. So what? The indwelling of Christ. Dunamis causes the indwelling of Christ. That causes a transfer of inheritance. Amen. So today we're going to get in position where to pray. We're going to pray into the seven spirits of God, and we're going to how to pray. We're going to receive it. Now, here's the how part real quick. You should already know this by now, because you're intercessors in this house. We have some really awesome trained intercessors in this house. They are awesome. Praise God. Glory to God. So we're going to hold. How do we pray? We hold that word in our heart, and we hold it in our heart and in our mouth. Amen. Say in the heart and the mouth, that specific word given to us by revelation, that word of inheritance, our word of the kingdom. And we're going to hold it. We're going to focus upon it. We're going to acknowledge it. We're going to practice the awareness of it from the heart, with the mouth, with our attention, focus, and awareness. And we're going to move into that place. And as we do that, we're going to begin receiving. Amen? Receiving from the heart. The word, as we do this, as we hold it in the heart, in our and in our mouth. A lot of people hold it in the heart, but they don't do the mouth part. And then with a focus and attentiveness, attention, give attention to my words in your heart. He says, attend to my words in your heart. Let them be in your heart, in your mouth, but give attendance. Amen. So we attend with our focus. We attend. And as we do that, it's like Anna was talking to me last night, and she was saying something, and I was watching something. I was looking on the internet. She goes, you know, you're not being attentive to me. And she was right. I was on the internet. She was saying something from the kitchen. She goes, you know, you got to attend. You got to give attendance. I closed that laptop right up. Praise God. She goes, you know, you preach it. You can't be having your back turned. And she goes, I want your attention. So she was slapping me. That's probably why she's on the back row. She was slapping me in line. She slapped me in shape. Praise God. So hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah. So we want to stay focused, stay attentive, stay focused. Aren't you glad I tell on myself every once in a while? Praise the Lord. Stay focused. Amen. Oh, if you don't, we will. Hallelujah. With attentiveness. Now, that's the how to pray. That's the specific how. It's hold that word in the heart, in the mouth. Hold it in the heart, in the mouth, with focus, attentiveness. You have to practice that, because as you do that, you'll float out somewhere and you got to float back in. Because it's when you're centering into Christ in you, acknowledging every good thing that's in you, there's seven inheritances there. As you're acknowledging, that's what's causing you to tune into the frequency of that spiritual flow. Amen. The frequency of the spiritual flow that's already flowing. Praise the Lord. Say it's flowing. But you're tuning in. It's like the more you focus, the more you're aware, the more you acknowledge, that word in the heart and the mouth is tuning you into an invisible flow. And once you tune in, that invisible substance begins moving. And you tune in, and all of a sudden, you start receiving. Amen. As you start receiving, it starts moving into this jurisdiction now, because it's your heart that is the part that's going to connect the kingdom of God in heaven to the kingdom of God in earth. It's going to move through the heart. Then out of your innermost being will flow into the earth rivers of living water. See how that works? So as you plug in, as you move in and you plug in, it's like moving into that frequency. We've dialed in. Say, I'm going to dial in. That's what you got to dial that frequency in. Your heart, your mouth, the revelation, where, what, and how to pray. You're going to dial it in. You're going to keep dialing until you've tuned the frequency in. Once you've tuned the frequency in, it starts flowing. Amen. Amen. That's good stuff right there. I've been speaking some of this stuff by revelation today. Hallelujah. So, as you receive, then you move into receiving mode, then it gets easy. Because now you're in a receiving mode that you're dialed into. You're not in left field, right field, but you're dialed into a specific spiritual frequency or inheritance that's already flowing, already moving. Now you as an heir is receiving it into you, and God's going to pass it into you and then through you. Amen. And it's going to start showing up in your life. And everybody's going to want what you got. Amen. Praise the Lord forever. Makes me want to go pray right now. Y'all want to pray? Let's go get some inheritance. Amen. Glory to God. Every day you should wake up and say, I'm going to get me some inheritance. Say, I'm going to get me some inheritance. So you got to get focused like that. If you're praying and you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get anything. Whatever you're focused into is what you're going to get. Some people, they don't want to receive anything. Well, I don't need anything. That is the most selfish attitude in the world. Because if you don't need anything, how can you give anything to anybody else? We need a lot. Amen? We need to be carriers of dunamis, carriers of the inheritances, carriers of the glory, carriers of the blessing, carriers. Amen? Glory to God. All right, Chris, you turn the TV lights. Hand lights. And so if you want to get a pillow, let's bring that up just a tad. I'm getting some dunamis here. Hold on. Hallelujah. Oh, sipping that dunamis. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's bring that up just a tad, Chris. Whew. It's real important learning how to pray this way, that you practice focus. You're not going to receive if you're out of focus. Your mind can be out in left field. Your mouth could be moving. It's focusing on the word that's in your heart. That's why you want to move to the rest first, because he clears you out. He clears the ground out. He gets you focused.
So, Lord, we come out now from among them to the threshold of your tabernacle, to the threshold of your temple. It's interesting these days. I'm seeing more of a temple now than a tabernacle. So we enter into the doorway of your temple through the pillars of Boaz, Shekin. We come through. Come in through the temple door, through the glory, into the living doorway, into the holiest of all. Oh, revelation. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Receive right now. What you're saying, I receive it, Lord. Yes. 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 Thank you. I just went to the door. He started giving me all this kind of instruction. It was personal instruction. Okay. Yes, sir. So I was caught up in it. Whoa. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the flow of instruction. Cometh by wisdom. Instruct us in the way we should go. You give us instruction. You give us guidance and leadership. It's right there in the door. The leadership. The guidance, the instruction. I know what to do, Lord. I know. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So, Lord, as you lead us today, Father, we ask you today, according to the riches of the glory in Christ Jesus. Those riches in glory to be strengthened, endowed, overshadowed, and infused with all creative dunamis power today, administrated by your Holy Spirit. And in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in us for the ascension. Christ may dwell in us for oneness. That Christ may dwell in us for the rest. For the ascension into position with you. We receive. We come into the garden, Lord. Where your tree dwelleth. Where you dwelleth as our shepherd. As the sheep of your pasture, we come in. We find our place under the tree. Under the shade. Where the glory is so full of light today. Lay down. Where the morning dew, the glory is upon the grass. I lay down, Lord. Whew. I just felt the presence of an angel just walk right in front of me. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. This angel of inheritance is in this place today. Doling out inheritance. Thank you, Lord. We let go of the world. We let go. We let go and return unto you. We let go of all things that bind. We let go of all our own ways. We let go of the fear, anxiety, distraction, the unrest of the world. We let go of it all. We take off the unrest. We take off anxiety of the heart, soul, mind, and body. We put off heaviness, weariness. We put off all distraction. We put off all things that bind. We lay down the old man. We put off the old man here. We receive, Lord. We receive. You make us lay down in the green pasture. Whew. We lay down here. We lay down. You're the Lord of the rest, the Lord of the Sabbath. You're the Lord of the rest. We enter into you. We enter into the stillness. We enter into the peace. It's such a joy not to be in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry. We're at rest here in your garden. In the stillness. In the peace. Cover. Clothe, robes made of lilies, clothe and a garment, robe of rest, stillness. I feel the stillness, Lord. I love the stillness. There's no anxiety in you. There's no care, there's no pressure, there's no performance, there's nothing that drives, there's no emptiness, there's no void, it's perfect in stillness, perfect in harmony, like the oil now. Garden of the lilies. Clothe us in the rest. The grace comes from you, the lily of the valley, Lord. The Father's perfect creation. Clothe us. Oh, you should feel the liberty of the heart. Moving into perfect rest. The stillness. Just sit and be, Lord. Prepare our hearts to receive from the Father. Prepare us. Oh, Lord. Every burden lifting, every cord being loosed, all the care, worry, fear, and anxiety lifting. Perfect peace. I love your rest, Lord. I cease from all my own labors. All my own toil I cease, Lord. I cease, I lay it all down. I let go of all of it. I put it all in your hands. I can be free of all burden now. Oh, I feel liberation.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace today. Thank you for your grace. I am one with your grace. I am one with you. We are one in you, Lord. In your grace, it's flooding my heart. It's flooding our heart. Pour your rest into our hearts. Pour the oil. Rest. Peace that passeth all understanding. Peace governing now. Rest is governing the heart and the mind. You should feel relief. You should feel burden and toil lifting. All your troubles lifting. All things are out of alignment, lifting. Just feel yourself coming into alignment. Just feel the flow of His peace, His pure and perfect rest. The sweet grace comes from the garden. The precious oil. The perfection of stillness. Perfection of rest. Be still and know, saith the Lord, that I am God. Be still, O earth, for the Lord is in His temple now. Be still, earthen vessel. Let go, my soul. The waves and the winds still know your name. But this day the waves do not cross their boundaries. They know your name, Creator. I sit now with the still water. Lead me beside the still heart again. I'm just caught up. The beauty of your rest, Lord. Clothe our hearts. Clothe our minds. Clothe our flesh. Clothe us. The pure, effervescent robe of white. The purple inlays. Pearlish. Inherited, filled with grace, filled with rest. It is well with my soul now, Lord. Being in you, it is well. I'm hidden away now. I'm hidden. We're hidden away with you now. We've come out from the world. Bring us to the presence of the Father. You're dead to the world now. You're hidden away in you and in the Father. Bring us into the presence. Lead us, O Shepherd. Lead us on into love. Lead us. It's the place you dwell in the Father. You're the way, you're the truth, and the life. We come unto the Father through you, with you. Come to you, Father. Thank you for just holding the embrace that comes from you, Father. There's no embrace like yours.
There's no embrace, Father. We're not afraid. Clothe us all, Father. Hold us in love. Hold us. We return, Father. We return to your great love. Wash us. Fill us. Hold us. Embrace. Embrace us today. We could spend a year here, Father, and really not know the fullness of it. You sent your angel in here today to grant us flow of the seven inheritances. We're here to be loved. We're here to love. We're here to worship. We're here to receive from you, Father. To receive. To receive. To receive. We've been taught that your Holy Spirit has brought us. We have your word in our heart, Father. We now know where to pray. We know what to pray. We know how to pray. We are Abraham's seed. We are of Christ. That day that you swore to Christ in the loins of Abraham, you swore to us. We were there, present, as heirs. We hold this word, Father, now, that you fulfilled your oath, your promise. In the ascension of Christ, he received all that is yours, Father. Now belonging to the riches of his grace, now belonging to the riches of the glory that's in his glorious name. We're all heirs to it now. Heirs to these amazing inheritances. These seven inheritances coming out of the Lamb. We're heirs to this, Father. We hold this in our heart before you. It's in our mouth. It's in our heart. Our frequency has been dialed in. You grant to us, Father, pure, dunamis, creative power. The very substance you utilized in the creation of the world. Everyone's looking for it. Here it is, right in this word. You sent your word to heal us. We receive the dunamis today for creative life. The very dunamis creative power that will restore the world in the last days. The creative power, creative life, creativity. Receive the flow of dunamis today. So Holy Spirit, you overshadow us with dunamis. Just as you overshadow the womb of Mary, you overshadow our spiritual womb. We receive the dunamis for birth. We receive the dunamis for creative birth. Just the world was created. We receive the dunamis for creative birth of this vision of your house, Father. This government. Receive the dunamis. We receive, Father. Every good gift and perfect gift coming down from above. No variableness with you, Father. There's no shadow of turning. You do not change. You're unconditional. You've given us your spirit that we may know the things that have been freely given to us. It's freely given. We freely receive. It's freely given. We freely receive. It's freely given. We freely receive. When we stand praying, believe to receive. We open our heart wide to receive the inheritances. Be overshadowed, to be infused. The indwelling of dunamis, the indwelling of riches that come from the riches of the glory. Wisdom for instruction, wisdom for leadership, wisdom for guidance, wisdom for revelation, wisdom for witty invention, wisdom to rule and to reign, wisdom, strength to mount up. Wings of a great eagle, strength to come out from the weightiness of the world, be strong in the Lord, strength in our body, strength in our soul, strength in our mind, strength, honor. Robe of honor. A robe that says we belong to you. A robe that says our honor comes from above. The Father's favor is upon us. God's favor is upon us. Your honor is upon us, Father. We may be rejected of the world, we were honored. Where the honor that's from above. You exchange these garments of unworthiness for honor. Exchange this wilderness reproach for the honor of the promised land. I wear your honor. I wear your robe. I wear your favor. I wear you. I am your heir. Glory. Clothed in glory. Clothed in glory. Filled with your glory. Clothed in your glory. Clothed in the blessings, power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. Today we wear the seven inheritances. Today we receive, Father. Today, something is changed. This house will wear your honor now. This house will be a house of dunamis, creative power. This house will be a house of riches and wisdom and strength and honor. Where there was dishonor, there'll be honor in this house now. There'll be honor here. Shifting from Nazareth to Capernaum, they rejected him in Nazareth. Capernaum became headquarters. Capernaum inheritance. A house of glory. A house of blessing. A house with a lampstand. Seven inheritances flowing. Father, let it release from the continuous oil. Father, let it release with kingly oil, and the priestly oil, the governmental oil. There be increase now as you swore to multiply all of this in us. You swore to multiply these inheritances to us. You swore, Father, to multiply them through us. Let this house be a house of the seven inheritances that all who come in receive. Let these inheritances today begin to multiply. Let these inheritances this day, Father, begin. Fill the house. Fill the house with your angel release. He's come into this place today. Let there be a release. Father, let there be. Let there be. Let there be now. We are tuned in now, Father. We're dialed in. We're dialed in. We thank you. We receive it today. On behalf of our life. Families, this church, this city, this nation, we receive, Father, we receive, we receive, receive, we receive, Abba, we receive, we receive, we receive, Father, we receive. It's in our heart, Lord, it's in our mouth. It's in our heart. It's in the frontlets of our eyes now. It's in the frontlets of our spiritual eyes. We apprehend. Now we lay hold of what was invisible. It's not invisible anymore. We know where it is. We know what it is. We know how to receive it. The invisible things have been made light. Now let it flow for all who cannot see, Father. Let them see with the senses those things that we see today by way of the spiritual senses. Let all that come into this house partake of what we have seen today by the eye of faith. Let all those who cannot see, let them partake by what we can see. We can see. You've given us the eye to see. You've given us light from the lampstand. You've given us inheritances that are invisible to the world. But they'll be made visible. This house will be made visible. I see this. I see you're about to put this house in front of the city. It's going to be made visible. It's not going to be hidden. It was a time to be hidden, but it's not going to be hidden anymore. A city, a light upon a hill.
will put this lampstand in front of this city, Lord.
You'll set it in media. The nations will come here. They will come. Let these seven inheritances always be present, Father. For all who come in, let it be present. And this day, I'll remember. We will remember. We saw it in the invisible. Blessed are our eyes who see. Blessed are our eyes that can see. Blessed. Thank you. Thank you for the love, the training, the revelation, the mysteries. Thank you. You hear me today. I know you do. I know you will answer what has been prayed to. Confidence I have because I've asked according to your will, and I know you hear me. I know we will receive those things that have been prayed in this house. I know you hear the intercessors of this house. I know you hear us, Father. Your ear, listen, his ear is inclined to this house now. I saw God's ear come down upon this house. Incline at his ear like you did today as Solomon. The prayers that come out of the temple, your ear inclineth. You hear us. What a day. Whoa. What a day. Glory to your blessed name. Father, protect those things. Protect those things you've given us that have already been set in motion. Send your warrior angels. Send your angels of inheritance around what you have given us. Father, let what you've given us multiply. Even the world says it won't. Father, let it multiply. Uphold it. Uphold those things. Uphold it. Uphold them in your promises. Uphold them with this inheritance. Uphold.